Daily success, daily success. Plan a week ahead, be excellent. Make money moves, achieve your goals. Transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours.
Welcome to the Daily Success Show, the podcast for personal growth junkies who want to keep a schedule, achieve their goals, and live their dream life. I'm your host, Jamila Payne. I thought it'd be really fun to start sharing client and listener testimonials on the show. So I'm going to kick it off today with Dee Greenhill, who sent this awesome email where she says, "Hi, Jamila, just wanted you to know that I'm loving the podcast. I'm all about podcasts these days, so yours is now added to my rotation. I listened to the email inbox episode the other day. It inspired me to clean out my main inbox today. Now I'm down to 6 emails, unheard of for me. Going to work on my other 2 email accounts as well. I'm definitely one who uses my inbox as a to-do list. So I love what you said about making a note of the emails in your calendar as a follow-up and then filing it away. Appreciate all of your wisdom and your willingness to share. You're the best. Talk soon, D." Oh my goodness, this made my day. Thank you so much, D. D is a client, a daily success routine, and she is killing it in the real estate game. So thanks, D, for sending in your testimonial. If you would like to leave a testimonial, then you can do so on iTunes by leaving a review or send an email to hello@dailysuccessroutine.com. And I think I'm going to start giving out some swag and prizes for people who leave their ratings and reviews or send testimonials. So again, that email is hello@dailysuccessroutine.com. I would really appreciate it if you post on iTunes leaving a rating and review, which will help us get a little extra street cred in the podcast world. Today, we're talking about how to get your life in order. The weekly reset is a practice that you can put in place that will help you to successfully manage different areas of your life. I believe there are 3 distinct areas in our life that require ongoing focus. They are financial management, spiritual management, and life management. Financial needs tend to get the most attention, either from how you might be spending your time right now in terms of your workday, or how you might be spending your mental energy and your ability to do things that cost money or take care of the things that you need to take care of. We're always thinking about the financial stuff when it comes to life, right? You might even have a good spiritual practice in place. Many people do, whether that's going to church or meditation, journaling, reading scriptures, prayer. Even if you're more of a spiritual person than a religious person, you may also have a set of activities that you are doing. It's the life management bucket that often gets neglected, and that's exactly where we're gonna dig in today. You know how sometimes you're running around all week and things get out of order? The dishes have piled up, the laundry basket is overflowing, clothes have accumulated on the chair or on the floor, you're down to the panties that you don't want to be seen in, the mail is in a stack that is toppling over, and there's critical paperwork that you probably have to complete that you have not completed yet. This kind of disarray, you know what I'm talking about? So this is what we're gonna dive into. If this goes on for weeks, then you're a complete mess. And I know firsthand it can feel overwhelming and nearly impossible to get out of the accumulated clutter. And that's where the weekly reset comes in. Basically, it's time set aside each week where you go to get your ish together and reset your life. Think of it as your opportunity to kind of clear your plate and start fresh. When should you do this weekly reset? I suggest on a day that you can be consistent with it. Personally, I like to use Saturday mornings because it's easy to maintain and inspires me to get up and get it out of the way. Now, on Saturdays, I typically do the most physical parts of my weekly reset. Think cleaning the bathroom as an example. And then on Sundays, I take care of any parts of my weekly reset that need to be done on the computer. Now, this is a personal practice that I use because I'm actively working to make sure that I'm not on the computer nonstop. Like, I've had the experience of dating people and they've said, your computer is your husband. Yes, I know, I'm embarrassed, but I've definitely had points in my life tied to my computer, and I'm significantly better about that these days. But with all of that being said, one of the practices that I use in order to stay better is really trying not to actively be on my computer on a Saturday. There are some exceptions to that rule, but I digress. All right, set up your weekly reset for a day. I mean, ideally, it's just one day, but if you would like to use the strategy that I use where you kind of split up your computer and non-computer related items, then Saturday, Sunday might be the way to go. I know you're curious about, okay, what? I like this idea, Jamila, but what the heck am I doing during the weekly reset? Well, I'm going to share with you several ideas, but first I want to share how you can think about this. Your weekly reset is the opportunity to handle anything that is related to life management. That means taking care of your house or apartment, paperwork that you need to read or respond to, making sure that you are organized and on top of your life, keeping the chaos at bay so that you can actually show up as the leader and CEO of your life. I want you to think of your life as a company. And if the CEO of a company is busy running around taking care of the needs of all of the other businesses on the block, but hasn't spent any time on moving her own company forward, do you think that company is going to be around 6 months from now? Heck no. People will start leaving the company. The investors will sell their stock. Clients will go to someone where they can get better service. Now, this might be a funny analogy. However, this might really be happening or have happened in your life. Maybe you've had relationships in the past or currently that you're neglecting, friendships, personal goals. And because no one is leading the business of you, everything is getting disorganized and falling to the wayside. So it is time to wake up and step up as the leader of your life. Here's a list of things that you might want to consider including in your personal weekly reset. I want to encourage you to kind of totally steal this list, but I want you to also consider, is there anything else for you in your life that you need to add to your weekly reset? Now, I don't want you to make this overwhelming, right? So just like keep it simple, but the idea here is about addressing things that tend to get out of control, accumulate, pile up on you, and start creating that feeling of disorganization, disarray, and chaos. So here we go with the list of items for your weekly reset. You can also completely download this. I put together a great guide for you to help you to develop your list of weekly reset items. And it also includes the things that I am sharing here with you today. All right, so here we go. First is reviewing your goals for the quarter. So you might want to look at, on a weekly basis, what did you do towards your goals this week? What will you do towards them next week? Number two, going through mail, trashing it, filing it, or adding it to a follow-up list. So I've mentioned already the idea of mail piles accumulating. This is a great time if you've just collected a bunch of mail throughout the week. Now's your chance to get rid of it. Number three, washing your dishes and putting them away. And I know this is true, especially if you live solo, it is so easy, right, to kind of get messy in the kitchen, let your dishes pile up a little bit. I have to admit, I'm guilty. That happens every once in a while. In particular, you know, during the week, if I'm seriously focused and working and I have breakfast and then I'll just kind of put my oatmeal bowl in the sink and then I'll have lunch and then I'll just kind of put my plate in the sink. And these things can accumulate throughout the day. So this is a chance to kind of get that cleaned up. Or if you're using a dishwasher, which I do as well, then you can take things out of the dishwasher, put them away so that now when dishes are getting dirty, you're just dropping them right into the dishwasher. All right, next is number four, tidying up your house or apartment. Five, packing your lunch for the week. This is for my meal planners. So if you are wanting to have a regimen around what you eat, the weekly reset is a great time to really get all of that set up and working. Next is planning out your clothes for the week. Number seven, cleaning off your desks in your office if you have a home office or work area at home. Or that might even be your desk at work. Maybe do that every Friday before you leave the office. Cleaning out your email inbox. Cleaning out your purse receipts, and if you are using some kind of accounting tool like QuickBooks or FreshBooks, then you might want to make sure you also log those receipts in your accounting software. Making your profit first account transfers. So if you're an entrepreneur like me and using the profit first system, which I will link to in the show notes at shows.dailysuccessroutine.com, Profit First is a great book by Mike Michalowicz that talks about how to plan for profit first in your business. And so this might be the time that you do your profit first account transfers. Mapping out the week ahead in terms of fun activities, your workouts, or other commitments that you have that are important for your life, not work commitments, but life commitments. Maybe a date night with your significant other as an example. Then handling your mission control in your daily success routine planner. So this is your weekly check-in where you're looking at your successes for the week, lessons learned, and things that you are grateful for. Backing up your phone. I don't know if you've been like me where you get that message like your phone hasn't been backed up in 4 weeks. I know, guilty, guilty, guilty. Doing a values check-in. So I like the idea of kind of checking in with myself to say, hey, am I currently aligned with my most important values? And then finally, are you avoiding anything? So you might currently be putting off something that you know deep down is very important to your progress. So the weekly check-in is a good time to evaluate that and then take action on it if necessary. All right, I botched up the numbers a little bit, so I'm going to just run back through those so that you can get all of the numbers. So first is reviewing your goals for the quarter. What did you do towards them this week? What will you do next week? Second, going through your mail and trashing anything that needs to be trashed, filing things that need to get filed, or adding things to your follow-up list. Number three, washing the dishes and putting them away. Number four, tidying up the house. Number five, packing or making your lunch for the week, maybe even ordering groceries. Number six, cleaning off your desks in your office or home office. Number seven, cleaning out your email inbox. Number eight, cleaning out your purse receipts and, if necessary, logging those receipts into your accounting software of choice. Number 7, make your profit first account transfers. Number 8, map out the week ahead, including time for fun, workouts, and other important life things. Number 9, mission control in your planner. 10, backing up your phone. 11, doing a values check-in. And 12, asking yourself the question, are you avoiding anything? All right, so those are some ideas for what you can do in terms of your weekly reset. Now, I want to give you a word of caution. The first time that you do a weekly reset, it might take a long time to get through your lists. And by long time, I mean 2 to 3 hours or more. This is natural, especially if you don't currently have a practice of getting these things done. So don't feel discouraged after you go through the process once or twice. It's gonna help you to get rid of the back order of things that haven't been tended to. And this will become a much faster process as you move forward. I remember when I first started the weekly reset process, I definitely let some things get behind in my home. So when I went through the process to, you know, do things like cleaning the bathroom and some other getting rid of papers, a little bit of stuff had accumulated. And so I probably spent about 4 hours during my first weekly reset. But now I go through this list so fast. I'm able to get everything done very, very quickly, maybe in about 1.5 to 2 hours, getting my entire weekly reset done. So, and that's me being very meticulous. So you could probably do it even faster, depending on what you have on your list. I would also advise against breaking up your weekly reset across multiple days. And here's what I mean. We were talking about this recently in the Achievers Club. One of the members asked if she could do a little bit every day for her weekly reset. Now, personally, I think that this is a fast way to fail and struggle at keeping up with your weekly reset. You want to make sure that this process is simple and you can do it all on one day, 2 at most if you're splitting up different types of activities, like I mentioned, your computer activities versus your non-computer based activities. Trust me, doing this all in one day or 2 max, you will absolutely thank me later. It's going to be over and done, and you will not have to worry about it on any ongoing basis. There's just a few other things I want to say about this weekly reset. I know that you might be thinking about additional things that you want in your life. That might mean being able to grow your income or your revenue, or getting the clients that you want to work with, being able to get into the career or company of your dreams. Maybe you are looking for love. There's something that I really believe to be true, and I think it's that we have to be good stewards of what we have in order to attract that more that we're always looking for in our life. I just want you to ask yourself right now, like maybe you are living in a place that's not yet your dream home, but you've been saving to buy that house that you really, really want. Well, do you think that that house is going to come naturally and easily to you if you're not being a good steward of what you already have? If you're not taking care of the furniture that you have or the apartment that you have, or, you know, just really loving on it and showing it the care that it deserves, you know, why should you have this opportunity to be able to get something bigger, something more, if you're not already, you know, appreciating what's on your current plate, you know, what you currently have available in your life? So I just want you to think about that as you think about whether or not doing a weekly reset is going to be something that's helpful for you, because I really believe that we have to like honor and cherish like what we have in order to be able to attract more abundance into our lives. The other thing that I want to say is it's important that when you have really big goals and dreams, that you start aligning your life to your better and higher self. Meaning, if you see yourself as, you know, a leader and a manager who would be responsible for supporting a team of 5 people or 10 people or 100 people, does that vision of the leader that you want to be come home to a place that's in disarray? Are they completely unorganized with their mail and bills and not know where to find things around their house? Are they stepping over underwear and socks when they walk into their bedroom? So I want you to think about, like, are you living in alignment with the things that you want to have in your life, with the person that you want to be, with your best self? And if you're not living in alignment with that, then leveraging this practice of creating a weekly reset, doing a weekly reset, will absolutely help you to start doing that. And I just wholeheartedly believe, and I feel like this is something that I've learned in my own life, that I had to be the person. I had to start being the best version of myself so that I can receive all of the things that I know are planned for my life. So I just really want to encourage you to start aligning right now, today, with what you have. Start aligning with your higher self, with everything that you want to attract in your life. Start aligning by putting these practices in place that will help you to take control and be the CEO of your life and run it like a boss. Run it like a boss. It is action taking time. So go to dailysuccessroutine.com, click on the podcast button, and look for episode 10, where you can download your guide to creating a weekly reset. This is going to give you the list of items that I shared with you today and space to be able to think about what are some additional things that you might add to your own weekly reset. Hey, we don't have to wait until the next episode to hang out. So the next time you're on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook, type Jamila Payne or Daily Success Routine into the search bar, and you'll find more great tips, inspiration, and ideas to help you get organized, productive, and live your dream life. Do you want to be sure to follow through on your goals? Then I want to invite you to join the Daily Success Achievers Club. First, you'll decide on what 90-day projects you want to accomplish. Start your business, grow clients, write a book, create your workshop, let go of weight, anything you want. Then we'll put a schedule in place, optimize your productivity, and I'll hold you accountable to getting it done using my proven system. And it's 100% risk-free. You either follow the process and achieve your goals, or I'll refund your membership fee. Just go to dailysuccessroutine.com and click on Achievers Club to RSVP for our next open house. Find out if accountability is right for you.
Daily success, plan a week ahead, be excellent, make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours. Better go get yours. Daily success. You better go get yours. Daily success.